Delta is already spread everywhere, and we're kind of on a decline. The problem is Delta has spread everywhere, but what isn't well appreciated, especially in media reports, is how many different versions of Delta there are. And just using the numbering system, there are over 50 different variants of Delta. And just as a reminder, initially Delta was B.1.617, and that was .1.2.3. And the one that took off was the .2 version. And the rules of naming these is you can only go out three different dots worth. And after that, you have to give it a new name using the next available letters. And so the B.1.617.2 got extended using AY. So all they already gone through the alphabet once, so we're almost all the way through the alphabet a second time. So they were up to AY, and then they were one to, I think they're up to AY 40 or so, and then within that 40 there are subsets, and the one that's capturing all the attention is AY.4.2, and that one, how bad it is depending on what time of day you actually do a search on the GSAD database. This came out yesterday morning, pretty much in the media, and I was curious. I knew the numbers kept going up for the different versions, and that it was, I think the last time I did this update, there were 32 versions, and now there's over 50. And I saw that for AY.4, there's 4.1.2.3.4 and dot five, but again, it's dot two that's got the attention. And yesterday morning, if the database is searchable, and it's searchable by the number that the variant has, and so AY.4.2 yesterday morning returned 31 isolates. And all 31 isolates were in the UK, and they had all been deposited the day before, and they had all been collected within about 2 weeks. And this alone was a little bit alarming because this was clearly something that was new, and all of the known cases had been submitted the same day, and there were 31 of them. And they were pretty much in one country. But by the end of the day, that 31 had, in fact, increased to almost 4,000. And the 4,000 weren't at all limited to the UK. You can search the database by keep adding additional limitations. So if you looked at the 4,000 and you asked how many were in the United States, you could just put USA into the viral name, and that would give the 4.2s in the US. And yesterday that was, I believe, 29, and it was widespread. It was all over the country. And I didn't really do this yesterday because I figured that since it had gone from 31 to 4,000 within one day, and the 4,000 weren't all deposited on the 19th or the 20th, they had gone back to, I believe, by yesterday it was back to the 14th. So as of a week ago, there were clearly samples that had been submitted earlier that hadn't been given the 4.2 designation yet. So they were kind of retroactively appearing. You know, they were deposited on the 14th, but they didn't really appear in the database until the 20th. And then I took a look this morning to see how it had changed. And it was up to 15,000. And if you didn't put any restrictions on it, the number in the US would now up to 102. And it was clearly getting out of control. But when I looked at the actual sequences, there was some heterogeneity. I had noted yesterday that there was one change that was probably significant. There was that position 145 in the spike gene. And if you recall, the alpha had that position deleted. So that had deletions of 69, 70, and 145, which was initially called 144. I won't go into why, other than saying there were two Ys at 44, 144, and 145. And if you looked at just the protein, it didn't matter what you called it, you got the same result, just one Y instead of two. But if you looked at the sequence, it was clear that the second one was the one that was deleted. So calling it 144 was incorrect. They changed it to 145, but I don't think they all got changed. So if you did an early search for 145, you didn't see any. If you did a late search for 144, you didn't see any, but nothing had changed other than how they were being named. And this seems to be the case here that there's cases that are showing up retroactively, but 145 was changed in the sequences that were deposited yesterday. It normally is a Y, and it had changed to an H. And then nearby at position 142, just three positions upstream, which is normally a G, that had changed to a D. Now, both of those are fairly significant, both because of where they are. They're on the N-terminal domain. And the viruses have had a lot of changes there. These are targets that are of the immune system. And when the virus changes them, the antibodies directed against those positions are no longer active. Their target is gone. It's either been deleted or dramatically changed, like a G to a D. A D is charged, a G is small and uncharged. And so if you recognize the G, you probably wouldn't recognize the D. And obviously, if they're deletions, they're not there to recognize. But these weren't deletions. Both of these were changes. They were in positions that were well known in the N-terminal domain, and they're probably reducing the effectiveness of natural immunity or vaccines. And so the virus is escaping. And that is why this is alarming, because even though these numbers are higher, and like I say, if you did the search of AY.4.2 and you required both of those deletions in the spike gene, the numbers did decline, but not, you know, the 14,000 declined to about 9,000. So 9,000 of them had both of those changes, and a lot of those were in England again. If you looked in the US, actually there were only five in the US, but unfortunately they were located on both coasts. And you know, I don't know how up to date the US sequences are, so they're probably just the tip of the iceberg of what is already circulating in the US. It's not like they're only in the UK. And if you did that restriction, globally, it's almost 9,000. And there's a big chunk of them in the UK. They submitted a lot yesterday on the 20th, throughout the UK. And that's raising alarm bells in the UK. A lot of physicians want to have some type of lockdown because the cases are going up so dramatically. I think they're up to 40, 50,000 a day. They're expected to get up to 100,000 a day. Hospitalizations and deaths are obviously going to lag, so they haven't really spiked yet, but the number of cases has. And it's noteworthy that the UK has a fairly high vaccination rate. And it's also noteworthy that the variant that preceded the Delta that really spread fairly efficiently around the world was Alpha, which also started in the UK. And so there's a concern that some of this, especially this new Delta version, may actually be related to the vaccine, and that the vaccine isn't all that effective against some variants, and that these changes, these two in particular in the spike gene, may be sufficient to evade the vaccine in England. So they're getting a big spike in cases, even though they are fairly high vaccinated. Now, alternatively, it could be even worse than that, that it isn't really related to the vaccine at all. It's related to it's probably a little cooler in the UK and fall, and hence kind of the flu season, which is usually synonymous with respiratory infections, go up as more people start going inside and congregating together, and then it gets exacerbated by the holidays, which are not too far away. So especially in December, and there's a lot of travel and family get-togethers and spread of respiratory diseases, including COVID. And so that's where we are. So the bottom line is that the Delta, the 4.2, is taking off. Whatever you heard about it yesterday is clearly obsolete, because yesterday morning there were only 30, I think 31 cases at GSAD, and this was largely based upon what was in the sequence. At GSAD is the sequence that's used to actually give them their names. Not all of the 4.2 have these two changes, but more than half do, and that number is going up very dramatically. And it hasn't been around very long. I think 4.2. It looks like most of these sequences are less than a month old. So in the last month, these sequences have been deposited. So even though yesterday it only showed it going back to the 19th, it now goes back to towards the end of last month, like I think the 23rd or so. But it's within the last month, has been a big increase. And so there's, poo-pooing that this clade is not overtaking like Delta did. Delta is everywhere now. It's only been a month, and it took a little while. I mean, Delta was in India and devastating that country long before anybody really heard it, long before it was called Delta, and long before it took over the world. It spread in other countries that probably weren't doing as much sequencing. And that may be true for this 4.2, that the UK has been known for sequencing a high percentage of the cases. And with the numbers going up, it's clear that at least the ones that were called 4.2, there weren't so many on the 19th, and there were a lot more on the 20th from the UK. So that's where we are today. I'll be doing some additional updates probably by the time you listen to this. The numbers I've given you will be obsolete.